We are asserting our common ownership of the earth. And as soon as we make our own bodies part of that goal, as soon as we include our bodies in that goal consciously, we'll be on our way home to freedom. And I know folks are doing that, that they are putting their own gifts first over jobs. A lot of people are trying to figure out how to hang on to themselves while doing jobs. I'm just suggesting we take the next step of organizing around that truth, that it's not just a few of us who have gifts that we're trying to hang on to. It's every human being, and that we have to reach out to each other. So how do we start is the question.
Well, there's too many dilemmas that come up. The need to, like you're saying, the need to make money. That seems to be ingrained in all of us. I don't have enough money. I need money. I need a job. That script is what plays out in our heads over and over again. So how do you break that script? It's incredibly hard because we do need money in the system, and we do need to provide for our family. And, you know, I'm feeling that pressure a lot, you know, raising a child. You know, the financial pull is really hard. And it is an issue of coming together and talking about it. But it always seems to be this catch-22, because it seems to be no time for this, because our minds are wrapped around trying to survive. And so how do we break that? And it's very difficult.
So until we are free of necessity, we are not free. And that getting free of necessity is not rocket science. It ain't difficult how to reproduce our lives. We know how to do that. The problem is getting power off our back. So I'm more and more convinced that the problem is developing the certainty that we can, in fact, work together to recreate a society in which we get to express our gifts fully. So it's developing the certainty that is the issue. With certainty, we are fierce. We are fearless. If we knew for sure we deserve to express our gifts and that this is wrong, the putting them on hold and the selling them, then we will do what has to be done. We will go door to door. We will name place and time and provide some snacks and say, come sit down. We're going to talk about our stolen gifts and how we move on as a global humanity. We would get the job done. It's just like Shakespeare said, all difficulties are but easy when they are known. And so it is only by coming together and pooling our information, sharing notes, that we can know for certain that we can have each other's backs, that we can help each other, that we can grow food for each other and share the burdens together. All difficulties are but easy when they are known. That's why they work so hard to make sure we are kept apart from each other, so that we can't know that the difficulty is not each other. The difficulty is power, and we have to get it off our backs. Period.